they're going to have to get a working party. They're going to have to get somebody from the transport industry involved in it as well, yeah. as well as the bus, the coach companies would run that road of a night.
Yeah.
They've got to get them, because quite easily the truck of mine would have had the tree fell over it. If that had been a coach, there'd have been 8 or 10 people killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's where they'd have been sitting.
Mm. Would you like to go on the committee, have your say?
Oh, I wouldn't mind. I'd like to see either me or Ross Ingram or Anthony Peltz was there. Somebody would travel that road every night. Even Dyson's coaches travel it. I'd really like to see somebody would will have a bit of a say.
Mm.
My opinion is we've got to get the worst of it done. Like the drummer and all them other places where they hang over, we've got to get the worst of that done.
How long have some of these trees been hanging over the highway?
Well, I've travelled that Victorian road for the last 40 years, on and off. 30 years ago, it was clear on each side of the road. These trees have grown up in the last 30 years.
And they almost form a canopy, do they? Or?
Yes, they do. You know, like once they got it cleared, if we could just keep it cleared like they do the gas line, it'd be terrific.
Okay. So just more or less in the last decade or so is when they started to get fairly thick?
Yeah, last 20 years, I'd say, yes.
The highway was closed for several days in May, I think during a fire some 18 months ago. There was a similar situation of the road being cut. Is it often occurring, the Princes Highway closure east of Orbost?
Oh, no, it's fairly good. Look, we understand fires. Everybody knew that fire was on. Nobody should have been really trapped.
Yeah.
But the storm was a one-off that came through about 6:30 at night when we were here in New South Wales just over the border, and we never had no wind at all till the next day. But I had 5 drivers stuck on that mountain that night, as well as the 2 Mallacoota police officers, and any one of those drivers and officer could have been killed that night because trees was landing all around them.
Yeah, whereabouts were they exactly?
If you've seen the picture of the truck, my truck,
yeah,
they were standing at the cab when that tree fell over the trailer.
Okay, and was that near where, Cabbage Tree? Or
no, that was on top of Mount Drummer.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so quite an extensive area there, and you're very, very lucky to have all your employees still intact, even though you lost a truck. You got the trucks back on the road?
No, they wiped the truck off, the trailer off.
Right.
It was a complete wreck because it broke it in half. You can replace machinery, but you can't replace lives. And that's where I'm, you know, the safety side of it is what I'm looking at.
Good point. Thank you, Neville. Hopefully you'll be able to get some representation on this committee. It does sound as if there's going to be some public representation, so yeah. Hopefully your industry is amongst that.
Yes, and one thing I'd like to say, I just hope they don't take too long to get that committee and everything up and running.